T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Before we begin, I'd like to thank God for giving us the opportunity to do what we love in the City of Angels. Good morning. Happy day before Friday. Thank you for hanging out with us. 6:05 in the morning right now. My name is Edgar. This is Brian.
What up, y'all?
Good morning, bro. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
Mad dash to get the headphones out of the purse.
Moving slow today.
Oh, bro, it's tough to do our gig, man. It's a lot to prep, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to put your headphones on and then... You got to turn on the mic. Oh, wait, I do that, too.
I was just reading my horoscope. Sorry.
I would like to say, I play a little game in my head every day. When will Chelsea remember she has to plug her headphones in? Because it's always like, ooh, it's always like a mad dash. Some days it's before we start the show, but a lot of days it's like, that one was impressive.
That was a real close
call. But that was smooth.
Yeah,
major
thanks.
Props to you, Chelsea, on that. We'll get into your horoscope in a second. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Hit us up on socials or call or text 877-971-HITS. And on social, it's at 97.1 Amp Radio. Good morning, producer Brad.
Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Majestic.
Good morning.
All right, I know we say this a lot, but listen, man, I got to say it again before we get to Chelsea's horoscope. Please, on the freeway, especially if you're on the 6 or the 10 coming into downtown like I am every morning, and it's raining like this, do not drive on the far left lane.
Rookie move.
Oh, guys, seriously, before my eyes, some dude hydroplaned. Slammed into the center divider. Some other car behind him slammed into him. Thank God I was able to skirt. That's 2 days in a row, man, that I see an accident right before my eyes. It's nuts.
Do you want another veteran tip for driving in the rain from a former Seattle kid? If you drive behind a heavier car, so a truck, right? If you drive behind a truck, you don't have to drive behind a big rig, but any car that's bigger than yours, when those tires, if it's heavier, will clear out the water in your lane. So you will hydroplane less because the water is already in everyone else's lane.
There you go. Party
pro tip, man. Pro tip. Stay safe.
All right. So round 3, final round of the rain coming through today, but it's coming hard. Right around 4 p.m. or so, it should let off, and we're going into some sunshine this weekend. So Chelsea, I think it was yesterday off the air, I was like so excited. She's like, oh my gosh, guess what? And we're like, what's going on, Chelsea? She's like, this Friday, meaning tomorrow, will be the best day of the year for me, according to my horoscope.
Man, a lot of expectations for that.
Well, that sucks that it's in January, because it just sounds like it's downhill from there.
That's right. Yeah, why even do the rest of the year? Stay home.
You gotta look at it in a positive light, you know?
Well, Chelsea, you're the one that told us it's gonna be the best day of the year.
Exactly.
So according to your horoscope, what is it? What is it saying? In what regards?
So it's saying just that. It's gonna be the best day of the year. It says, I'm a Taurus, by the way, so for anyone who's a Taurus, get excited. So basically, it says, planet of unpredictable events will happen. Like it says, expect the unexpected. It says any negotiations that go down this day are great. And then it also says it's a very romantic and sexy day for you. You should have a date planned, or you're going to be meeting someone really special if you're single. So that's what's going down tomorrow. So I have no plans right now. So
it's not starting off well.
For someone to ask.
Don't you feel the pressure right now to really have that epic day? Because if you don't, we come in on Monday and we're like, yo, how was the best day of your year? And if it was just like super mundane, one, that sets the benchmark for the best day at a level that it's pretty bad. Pretty not a great sign for the rest of the year. But also, it could mean that horoscopes are trash. There's a lot of pressure.
Don't say that.
How dare you?
I'm putting it all on you, Chelsea.
What did you just say, bro?
Depending on what happens on Friday, horoscopes could be trash.
No. This Friday's going to be the worst day for you now because you just said that. The universe is going to
I can't tell one bad day from another, Chelsea. They all mix in together.
I don't know, bro. Whoever wrote that horoscope, I think is not lying. Expect the unexpected.
Every morning, that's what I expect.
How can you go wrong with that, bro? They're like, oh my gosh, they were right. I didn't expect X, Y, Z to happen, and it happened.
As soon as I walk out of my apartment in West Hollywood, I expect the unexpected at 5:30 in the morning.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for hanging out with us. Before we get to the damn he dumb story of the day.
Damn he dumb.
How beer and tacos coming to the rescue for federal employees and LAUSD teachers. So we're going on to day four of the LAUSD teacher strike. It's been unreal, man, the amount of support they've been getting. The good news is, allegedly, today, LAUSD officials and the teachers union will come back to the negotiating table at 12 noon with the help of Mayor Garcetti's office facilitating the talk. So God willing, that will spark a solution, man, and we can get back to our kids back at school and back to better education, you know?
Well, it's amazing how social media can create hype and buzz, either positively or negatively, especially like in today's era of strikes and protests and things like that. If you use social media adequately, like the Teachers Association is crushing the school district in social media, just in terms of like positive videos trending and also negative videos of things like altercations between temp employees and things.
Yeah.
They don't look, they're not a good look, so the district's got they got to get their act together, man.
Listen, nobody's liking this situation, so hopefully it gets resolved. But check this out, a GoFundMe campaign has been launched for teachers who are not getting paid right now. It's, quote, Tacos for Teachers. And up to right now, it's got up to $29,000 on that GoFundMe page. And it's basically going to be used to send taco trucks to where they're striking, doing picket lines, and so on and so forth to feed the teachers. So there you go. Check that out. And now for federal employees, because of the government shutdown, they're not getting paid. We get tons of texts, man. A lot of TSA folk listen to us here from LAX and Burbank and Ontario Airport and so on and so forth. Thank you for listening to us. But a website has launched Pay It Furloughed. Not pay it forward, payitfurloughed.com. And basically, you can buy a federal employee a beer to try to, like, you know, make the situation a little bit better. The only downside to this website is payitfurloughed.com is that it's only in the D.C. area. So basically, you go there, and if you want to buy a beer, you donate to it, and then it gives you a list of bars in the D.C. area where if you are a federal employee, you can go show your ID, and then you get a free beer.
I mean, hopefully that's coming to an end, too. The whole thing about the government shutdown, if you look at the government shutdown, the ridiculous part is that politicians still get paid. So the only people getting punished are people that have no hand in changing any of the policies anyway. And the irony is it's all about national security, and all the people that are furloughed help in the legitimate national security of our country, whether, like, you know, TSA, parks, just keeping everything safe. It's ridiculous.
The number one way terrorists get into our country is through airports.
Right.
Let's not pay TSA then.
Right. Great. Let's not have them not having a good day.
So anyway, salute to you. Deserve a beer right there. Now we got the damn he dumb story of the day. Brian?
Damn he dumb.
This one's coming straight out of Miami, Florida.
Let's go, baby.
29-year-old Della Joria Brookins.
Wait, hold up. What's
Della
her name?
Della Joria? Della Joria. It's D-E-L-A-J-U-R-E-A. Y'all can give it your best shot if you want to as well.
No, I'm just
Della Joria.
I know the story a little bit, and it's like, wow, we should have known from the name. Go ahead.
Brookins. Age 29, she basically went home with 46-year-old Ramon Diaz after a club in Miami, and she was, you know, mixing, mingling, doing whatever she was doing there, really not into hanging out with him for too long because she swiped 5 watches from him, Rolexes, totaling $108,000. Now, Mr. Diaz noticed immediately his watches were gone. I can imagine you have those laid out, and you kind of notice when all 5 of your $100,000 of watches are gone. He found, like, they had an altercation out in front. The police came, and they found one watch on her, and he's like,
only
nah,
one.
Man. There's 5 watches. She stole 5 watches.
Wow.
Well, what happened was they took her to the police station.
Oh, no.
They found the other 4
where?
During a strip search.
Oh.
So she had the watches in her below seat storage.
You don't want that back,
container.
Do you? Come on.
It's a Rolex.
I mean,
it's timeless, Chelsea.
$80,000 in watches. You can wash those. But they also found cocaine and a bunch of other stuff on her. So she was up to no good.
Oh, wow.
Now I do a whole different meaning to a biological clock.
That's right. 4 of them.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
So yesterday, news broke that Miley Cyrus was reportedly pregnant with her first child.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Congratulations, if it's true.
Well, so people were speculating because obviously her and Liam Hemsworth got married.
Yeah.
Kind of the surprise wedding right around the holidays. And then most recently, there were paparazzi photos where she's wearing baggy clothes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, really? That's
going with
it. Look out.
The usual.
She's trying to dress comfortably. Of course, you're pregnant.
But yesterday, Miley, she went on social media to address the rumors. She did it in a hilarious way. She photoshopped a picture of the world record egg. that okay. we've all been talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
Onto her stomach and use a series of incredible egg puns saying, I'm not egg-specting, oh but God. It's excellent to hear everyone is happy for us, excited for this next chapter in our lives. Now, can everyone leave me alone and go back to staring at an egg? So there you have it. Not pregnant yet.
I saw Mike Tyson tweeted a picture yesterday of the egg with his face tattooed on it. He's like, y'all stop sending me this.
He's
going crazy.
He probably loved it. Okay, should you be worried if you participated in the viral 10-year challenge?
Well, it depends. If you look better or worse than 10 years ago.
That's true. Very, very true. Most of us have participated in it, though. Like, literally, if you've been on social media, everyone's done it.
Yeah, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah. We got that email from our social media manager. But so basically, for those of you who don't know, it's basically a meme that went viral on social media where people posted now and then photos of themselves comparing how they looked in 2009 versus 2019. But tech experts are now saying that we may have been tricked by Facebook as a way to gain valuable data and intel to improve facial recognition technology.
Shut up.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
So dumb.
Because
no one posted a photo where they look worse. It's like, so Facebook knows that we're all getting thinner over the years and not like we looked like garbage in 2008.
Well, I think it's what they're saying is that basically it's showing them without them having to sift through photos, because obviously they have a lot of those photos already of us looking younger 10 years ago or whatever. But it's making them not have to sift through it and just showing them how people age over the years. Okay. But I guess you're right. If people are just posting ones that they look good, but
right.
Not
it also
did
who
that.
Cares?
And
like,
also
people who get super paranoid about that, I'm like, do you really think that Facebook is like keeping tabs on you, like you're important enough for anyone to track?
Well, they kind of did this year though with the leak and stuff. Yeah. So people are like on edge.
Even that leak, all that stuff is just it's just to me it's like everyone's like, "Oh, got to keep away from Facebook and the Russians." It's like, what? The Russians just so people can sell you things?
Listen,
I'd be more scared they're listening to your phone conversations every day.
Listen, guys. Why are we even talking about this? If you're on social media, period, I don't care how much you use it or not, everybody knows everything about you already.
The
government does.
Even if you delete it. Even if you delete something, it's still there. Anyways, Facebook did release a statement saying that this isn't true. They're just...
No!
So there you have it.
Take Zuckerberg's word for it!
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right about now, we have the latest information in regards to the LAUSD's teacher strike, familia. There is some hope, speaking about sunshine, coming at you. So basically, here's some of the facts. After 3 days of the LAUSD's teacher strike, student attendance keeps dropping. Yesterday, 75% of students did not attend school, guys.
That's crazy.
75%.
So 3 of 4 kids in your class were not there.
Absolutely, man. So that is totaling up now a 3-day loss of 40 million dollars for the school district here in LA.
I mean, money is a hell of a leverage when you're in negotiations.
That is tough right there, man. So thankfully, guys, good news here. LAUSD officials and the teachers union will go back to the negotiating table today at noon, and it's going to be facilitated by the LA mayor's office. So we're hoping that It gets resolved there. It's a win-win-win situation where we provide better education for our students. Yesterday, I had one of our listeners reach out to me via Instagram. Her name is Lucy Mondragon. She's a fifth grade teacher at 20th Street Elementary here in LA. She's like, please send a shout out to all the students, all the teachers, all the parents that are out here rallying. And we decided to do something better than just a shout out. We sent our street teamer, Joel, out there with some coffee and some donuts. They're in the rain right now. Joel, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm out here with the teachers.
Whoa.
Lots of energy for this early.
UTLA.
It's awesome.
It's raining out here, but the teachers are excited.
Absolutely, man. They're fighting for a better education for the students. Is Lucy right there next to you, Papo? Let me talk to Lucy.
Lucy's here.
Sounds like a carnaval.
Okay, they're partying out there.
I love it.
Good morning.
Lucy.
What's up,
Dr. Thank you for reaching out to us.
Thank you guys for coming out and supporting our students, our teachers, and our friends, our community.
Lucy.
Who's got the whistle, man? Reminds you of spring break.
It's a party out here.
It's the guy. Lucy.
Yes.
Do me a favor. Tell the whistle guy to chill out for a second. I'm going to talk to you.
Whistle guy, chill out for a minute.
Whistle guy.
Oh,
wow.
They're too hype.
What's your message to the community, Lucy?
To the community, support our students, support our teachers. They are the future. We need to prove it to them. We need to make sure that funding is prioritized for our public schools. We are the future. Smaller class sizes.
Blow
that
whistle.
We need our teachers to become our future.
Well, thank you, Lucy. How do you guys feel about the negotiations coming back today at noon between the Teachers Union and LAUSD?
We are super excited that the negotiations are going back.
Nice.
I believe you there.
Lucy, yeah. Thank you so much for listening to us. Much love to everybody out there in the rain. Enjoy the coffee and donuts.
We will. Thank you so much. And we look forward to having you back when we win it. Our teachers.
All right, you can let the whistle guy go off now.
Tell the whistle guy to bring it.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We need you to suggest a song that you would like for us to recite the lyrics to while going through a random drive-thru and ordering food. It's called the Lyrical Prank Challenge. We're going to spin the wheel. It's either Brian or Chelsea's turn this week. Last week it landed on me. You chose the song I Like It from Cardi B and El Conejo Malo for me to recite. And here's a little highlight of how that went.
May I take your order?
Yeah, baby. I like it like that. I would like to get a spicy chicken sandwich.
With cheese or without cheese?
With two slices of American cheese, please. And I like it like that.
Okay, would you like the combo?
I like dollars, I like diamonds, I like stunning, I like shining. But you know what I really like?
Thank you. Drive through the window, please.
Because, you know, I don't know if you knew, they call me Edgar B, banging body, spicy mommy, hot tamale. Oh, crrr.
Okay.
Can you tell I like it like that?
Yes.
Yeah, baby, right?
Drive through the window, please.
Was not having it at all.
She wasn't there for your shenanigans. Yeah.
Drive to the window, please.
I would like you to hurry up, sir, and so would everyone else in line.
Yo, that spicy chicken sandwich was bomb, though. Fortugo felt good. All right, so who's it going to be today between Brian and Chelsea? Text in or call in your song suggestions at 877-971-HITS. Grace from Chino Hills, good morning.
Good morning.
Grace, what would be a good song for us to recite?
Because it got hot.
Like they don't hear that enough at Del Taco.
We'll try it at KFC.
Try it at KFC? Is that what you said, Chris?
Yeah.
When you go through a KFC and it's one of those ones that's like also merged with a Pizza Hut, someone high invented this. This is perfect.
How would it sound for you to go through a KFC drive through and then reciting something because I got high? Can you give us a sample?
Give me some chicken because I got high. Because I got high. Make some mashed potatoes because I got high.
We love you, Grace. Thank you for listening to us.
Hey, we love you, too, because y'all make my day every day. Aww. I'm telling you.
Aww.
All right, y'all have a great day. I still like the song, though.
You guys do know why we make her day, right? Because she got high.
Oh, for sure.
I've never heard someone say mashed potatoes with so much attitude. Mashed potatoes. Give me some taters.
What are our texts saying, Brian? What song are they suggesting for this week?
We got from Josh in the 626, Sexy and I Know It.
I like that one.
LMFAO.
Yeah.
We've got from the 909, Like a Virgin, Madonna.
TMI.
FYI.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though. From the 714, Hits from the Bong, Cypress Hill.
Oh, all right.
Or Humpty Dance, Digital Underground. And then from the 626, we got Taste by Tyga. I don't even know what the lyrics are, but it sounds like it fit pretty well in a drive-thru.
All right, fantastic. So that's your pool of songs to choose from. Brian and Chelsea, I'm out this week because I went last week and got destroyed by the lady at the drive-thru. Fortugo, here is the wheel. Let's spin it, baby.
Give it a spin.
All right, let's see.
All right, there it is, there it is.
Who's it going to be?
Spinning right now. Spinning, spinning. Who's it going to land?
Chelsea!
All
right, wow.
All right, Chelsea, so from the pool of those songs, which one are you going to decide? To go through a drive-thru and recite the lyrics to?
Before you decide, we got a late entry. Oh, Backstreet Boys, I Want It That Way from 714. I mean,
oh, shoot,
just coming in at the last second.
Let me get a yumbo yet, because I want it that way.
Tell me why.
And they're like, no, you tell me why.
No, oh, if you get my lyrics, you're like, please pull forward to the window.
Wait, I was going to do Taste by Tyga. It's a little bit dirty, but now I'm like, oh, do I want to do that?
I Want It That Way sounds like it's got a lot of potential.
What's it going to be, Chelsea?
Okay.
What does your horoscope tell you to do?
I know. I feel like my horoscope is telling me to do Taste by Tyga.
All right.
I'm going for it.
So it's
going
to be Taste by Tyga.
She can get a taste.
All right. It's definitely a little bit dirty, so this should be very interesting.
When it comes to food, though.
Yeah. I have a feeling security is going to make an appearance on Chelsea's drive.
It's going to be one of those situations like, yeah, can you just please park in the front? And then security just comes out and gets you. All right. So tomorrow around this time, Chelsea will do the lyrical prank challenge, going through a drive-thru while reciting the lyrics to Taste. Tune in tomorrow on 725 in the morning.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Is pregnancy brain, a.k.a. momnesia, a myth or a reality or just convenient? Because I bring this up because I've never had this issue in my relationship with my wife. She's absolutely amazing, beautiful, strong, intelligent Latina. And we went through one pregnancy already with my daughter, Ariela, and none of these issues popped up. And then recently, she's been very forgetful with our second pregnancy. She's 7 months pregnant right now, and I'm going to bring her on. Good morning, baby.
Good morning, love. Good morning, everyone. Thanks for the kind words. I love you.
Well, he's got to kind of clear the way for like the fact that we're discussing, is this real or are you just trying to scam everybody?
Or are you just lying to me?
Babe, I love you. You're so beautiful, smart, and everything. But hold on. Let's talk about something.
I just want to make it clear. I'm not here to pick a fight. I'm on your side either way.
That was very nicely sugar-coated. Thanks, love.
Let me bring this up because this has never happened between us, right? So one example. This is nuts right here. So we come from a friend's party where we watched the Rams game versus the Cowboys and versus the Seahawks, excuse me. And then on Monday or so, she's like, hey, babe, we should have a watch party at our house for Rams versus Cowboys game. I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds like a great idea. So I reach out to some friends, all this other stuff, right? So in the middle of the week, I'm like, hey, babe, what do you think we should feed everybody? She's like, feed everybody? What are you talking about? I was like, the watch party for this Saturday. And she's like, what watch party? And I'm like, babe, you're the one that brought it up.
This was your idea.
She's like, no, I didn't. She's like, why? She's like, I'm pregnant. She's like, I don't even feel like hosting, to be honest. Like, you know, all this other stuff. I'm like, babe, how? And she's like, it's pregnancy brain, baby. It's momnesia. And then just yesterday, she calls me from Target. Hey, babe, I'm at Target. Can I get you anything? I'm like, yeah, babe, good idea. Get me some razors. Some Gillettes, by the way.
Yep,
give me some razors. And she's like, okay. She's like, I'm going to write it down so I don't forget. Hangs up. No razors.
Did she forget to write it down?
I don't even know if she wrote it down or not.
I was going to say you're looking extra scruffy today.
Thank you, Chelsea. So, babe,
well,
you're saying it's absolutely
so
real,
true.
But it didn't happen with Ariela.
I am so guilty of that, and I totally admit it. But, you know, it's, like, scientifically proven that it is true, momnesia. I honestly never felt this tired and in so much pain. Like, with Ariela, it was like a piece of cake. But with the second baby, I'm, like, struggling to get out of bed, and I'm, like, running after her, and I forget a lot. Well, but you know what's interesting? I think there's like dad amnesia too, because I asked you to like get the trash out, babe.
Oh, no. That's how she's turning this around at you right now. That makes me so happy.
That's just a dude being a dude, not listening to you when you're talking.
That's just normal life for me.
I don't know if that's scientifically proven, but.
Okay, so check this out. We sent our street teamer Joe out. It was kind of creepy, but he was on a mission.
It was, man.
To look out for moms to ask him this question. Is mom ninja a reality or a myth? So he went to Northridge Mall to like a kid's play area. Just listen to how creepy he sounds.
What's up, guys? I'm at a play place over here in Northridge.
Oh, boy. Wow.
But listen to what people had to say, babe, about mom ninja. Check this out.
What's up, guys? I'm at a play place over here in Northridge. What's your name and where are you from?
My name is Fatima. I'm from Northridge.
Is pregnancy brain a myth or a reality?
In my perspective, it's a myth because I remember everything that happened during my pregnancy, and I think that pregnant women should eat more vitamins.
There it is, baby!
Judgy.
Uh-oh.
Eat those vitamins.
You need more vitamins. It's all a myth, according to this lady right here, babe.
Edgar's looking for a button on the button box. Oh, there we go.
It's a myth. What do you think about that, Chuku? A babe? Oh my gosh,
hello.
She forgot she was on the radio.
I forgot I was on there. My boss was calling me. Sorry. Adia lives over here.
My boss was calling me.
The lady that Joe Wow interviewed just said you need to eat more vitamins, and that's why you have...
That is not true. That is not true. I eat my vitamins, and I still forget stuff.
Just remember, I'm on your side. I'm just saying what this lady said.
Babe.
It's her fault, not ours.
Te amo, bebé. Thank you for
being
on the show.
You do a great job when you come over and take over, so I appreciate that when you're home and you're here all daddy, 100%.
Well, thank you, babe. You've been absolutely amazing during this time when my mom's been in the hospital. You've kind of been like a single mom holding it down. So thank you y te amo. But according to the lady at Northridge Mall, from her perspective... You just got to eat more vitamins. I don't know.
He's probably interviewed more people, right, that have other opinions?
Who cares?
That's the only one that came through. I don't know why. Let's go to the phone lines and text. Hit us up, 877-971-HITS. Is pregnancy brain a real thing, momnesia, or is it just a myth, kind of convenient? Stephanie from Loma Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for hanging out with us, Stephanie. Is momnesia a myth or reality?
I promise you it is a reality. Oh my gosh, when I got pregnant with my first kid in 2010, I now have three, but in 2010 when I got pregnant, I thought I was crazy because I forgot everything. Mm.
Does it get worse with every child? It sounds like just complete fatigue, like exhaustion. Mm-hmm. You're pregnant, your body's working overtime, creating another human being, and you got other children to corral, and the one thing you don't remember is razors at Target.
In the priority list, right?
Yeah.
You just forget about your husband.
You know, it's the fatigue you have with being pregnant, that doesn't stop because I got my kids are 8, 6, and 3.
Ooh.
It doesn't stop.
323 just texted in. As long as my wife doesn't forget who the father is, I'm good.
details.
I wish I could forget. But, you know, that's another story.
Another story.
She's sassy.
That's a whole other topic, Stephanie. Love you, girl. Thank you for calling in. Blessings.
Love you guys, too. Have a good day.
Bye. Karen from Huntington Beach, good morning.
Good morning.
So, momnesia, a myth or reality?
Total reality. I've had two. So, it is totally true. I answer the question with a question. So, men, does it hurt to get kicked in the balls?
I mean, whoa. I think I see where you're going with this. I think it's unfair.
100% of the time, the answer is yes.
But would a woman know that? So, I think questioning a woman's experience growing another human inside of her is... a little questionable.
What it really boils down to is we're afraid to have an opinion on this, so we're going to let you guys do it.
Fair enough.
Karen, we're just trying to help out the people that are together with the pregnant woman to understand that this is real. Yeah. That's why we're doing this topic. Yeah.
Don't kick the messenger in the balls.
Yeah.
And by the way, I totally love your relationship with your wife. It's so cool.
Aw, thank you, Karen. I appreciate the love. Hopefully she doesn't forget that she's in a good relationship. Have a great day, Karen.
You too. Enjoy.
626 just texted in saying, pregnancy brain is so real. I told my mom to cook me my favorite meal, and then she did it, and I got mad at her later. I'm like, why are you cooking this? You know I hate it. And it was like, I forgot it was my favorite meal. Well, that is a whole nother level.
It's
right?
A mixture between pregnancy brain and pregnancy cravings.
Yeah. What are your texts saying?
From the 818, Monica from Pacoima says, pregnancy brain is real. I work in an OBGYN and we call it CRS. Can't remember CRS.
CRS.
From the 858. Pregnancy brain is a real thing. There's a bunch of research on it. My classmate did a report on it.
Oh,
it has to do with chemicals in your body and hormones messing with your brain. Kind of like chemo brain, which you guys have talked about before because Brian's brother is going through chemotherapy for colon cancer. And then from the 714, as a man, I want to say it's BS and she's scamming me, but I would never say that to her face. So, I guess it's real.
You better hope.
So we vented on our text line.
You better hope your girl doesn't look through your text today.
Yeah, seriously.
No kidding.
Chelsea, you have tons of friends that have gotten pregnant lately. What has been your experience with that?
Yeah, I believe it's so true because I've had friends vent to me about it. I have two funny stories. One girlfriend texted me a picture of her shoes at work and she put on two different shoes.
No way.
Yeah, like they're both black shoes, but definitely very different.
Like one was like a pump and one was like a low, like a slingback heel.
Exactly, like one of those situations. And then this one is hilarious. So my friend, one day, this was like right around, I think she was 7 months and it was right around her shower. So things were hectic. And this specific day she was running around, running all these errands. And the last spot she went to, I think she went to four spots. The cashier was like, you know you have a towel on your head, right?
No way, she ran
all her errands with a towel like from the shower wrapped around her head and had no idea. She texted me a picture sitting in the car of a selfie with the towel on and a very upset face. Like that she had cried because she was so confused.
So final thought here. Pregnancy brain is real. All right. And basically, bottom line, anything a pregnant woman says is the truth.
You just got to go with it.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Sierra from Costa Mesa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sierra, thank you for hanging out with us. Just let it out, girl. Who did you dirty?
So I was in this relationship and my girl best friend was dating his best friend. And they were like so close and like those two even had the same birthday, the guys in the relationship. And it turns out that she was sleeping with my boyfriend while I would always come tell her like all our drama and like everything. And there she was like sleeping with him and they would like sleep together before our double date.
Oh.
Like, and then he'd go home with me and then I'm like, oh, that's just so gross. Ugh. And I didn't even know what was going on for the longest time. And then it was just so bad.
The worst part about that is the cheating is awful, right? Anybody cheating is awful. But the worst part is that you were confiding in her.
Exactly. Like, I was more upset losing her as a friend than losing the guy. And I was just like, how could you do that to your friend? Mm. Like, ugh. Like, I gave her everything. She knew exactly how to win him over.
I can just envision being at these double date dinners.
Mm. Oh, it was the worst. Like, I get heated. I'm shaking just telling you guys about it.
And they just hooked up right before they went to dinner. Yeah, and they're like, sitting there, like, cheering you, like, cheers.
Oh, like, they come pick me up. Oh, it was awful. Like, they'd be together already because I trusted both of them. Like, oh, we're all friends. Mm. That would never happen.
So you wish you could go back and like re-see how they interact. Like, are they shooting each other these like looks? Yeah. Like what was going on?
What are your feet doing under the table?
Yes.
it was a bad situation.
That girl straight up sus.
Yeah.
Also,
thanks for having me on your guys' show. I'm a listener all the time.
You know,
Sierra,
what?
We love you. How did it feel to get that out and tell us who did you dirty?
Oh, it feels so good. I just always say, like Cardi B always says, karma.
Yeah,
who you end up with. Like,
Cardi B did create that saying right there.
These dirtbag
AKA sucias in Espanol, straight up. Sucias.
Sucias, yeah.
Right, Sierra? That's a sucia right there. Say it.
Sucia.
Dirty. Love you, Sierra.
Love you guys.
97.1
AMP Radio. Commercial free Monday.
Night, Cardi B went on an Instagram rant, this time expressing her political concerns and fear surrounding the government shutdown. She even called our country a hellhole.
Oh, wow.
Trump is now ordering, as in summoning, federal government workers to go back to work without getting paid. Now, I don't want to hear y'all talking about, oh, but Obama shut down the government for 17 days. Yeah, bitch, for health care. So your grandma could check her blood pressure and you could go check your gynecologist with no problem. I know a lot of y'all don't care because y'all don't work for the government or y'all probably don't even have a job. Our country is in a hellhole right now. All for a war.
I just want to say real fast, props to DJ Majestic for editing that. Because there are a lot of swear words in there.
I really, really want just a full album of Cardi B Instagram rants, right?
Yes.
Just to drop that next year for Christmas. It's like not a music album, it's just an album of Insta rants by Cardi. Like, I want that back to back with her Bird Box movie rants. Why they in a river?
Yo, man. I'm not joking, man.
I love her.
If Cardi were to run for president in 2020, I think she would legit have a shot.
Wrong.
Can you imagine?
Agree.
Of course, but can you imagine the president or the presidential nominee debates between her and President Trump? Can you imagine that for a second?
So good.
Oh my gosh, girl. Anyways, just went there.
I mean, I think she'd just go off on tangents.
Yeah.
She wouldn't even. I'm not ready to answer questions.
Okay, this is crazy. This story. So, Soulja Boy, we haven't heard that name in a while.
Yeah. Soulja Boy, too.
So, there
you
go.
Wow, that was a...
he was trending yesterday and today, really, because he did an interview with The Breakfast Club where he basically claimed that he made Drake, and he even said that Drake copied him.
Wow.
Drake? Drake? This nigga is hiding his kid from the world, but his world wouldn't hide from the kid?
Stop telling me like I ain't teach Drake everything he knows.
Hold on, you taught Drake everything he knows.
Y'all ain't hear Drake on his first song? He copied my whole...
Phone.
He copied my whole flow.
Oh,
word for word, bar for bar.
Oh,
don't act like make Drake.
Wow.
Drake.
The best audio I've ever played on the show.
Drake.
That's exactly.
So good, man. So we do have, because he's saying he made Drake, right? So we do have those songs to compare.
So the two songs he's talking about is Drake's 2010 track Miss Me and then his 2007 track What's Happening. Here they are.
Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy back up in this thing. I'm ready. What's happening?
Tell me what's really going on. Soulja Boy up in this thing. I'm ready. What's happening?
And that's how Soulja Boy made Drake right there.
I mean, that's a powerful verse. I really believe that he would have made Drake if Drake would have stolen those synthesizer horns.
Oh, yeah.
I wish.
It sounds like, it reminds me of like my next door neighbor. He's like six and learning how to play like what is it called? Little Lamb one?
Oh, yeah.
Mary Had a Little Lamb?
And that's like he plays the piano, like just with his like index fingers. That's what it sounds like.
In the interview, he also talks smack on Tyga, saying he had a bigger comeback in 2018 than he did, but Tyga, of course, you know, today provided the receipts and tweeted out his their Spotify streaming numbers. The image that shows Tyga garnered 884 million streams in 2018, and Soulja Boy received 98 million streams. Also, so there you have it.
Tyga has like a number one hit on like top 40 rap. Like Taste is a monster song.
Yeah, even Chelsea's gonna recite it today through a drive-thru.
I mean, it's transcendent.
I'm glad you keep promoting that because a lot of pressure.
It's gonna be great, Chelsea.
Excited.
Remember, your horse school said it's going to be great.
Big day on Friday.
That's all I have for the Chelsea Report. But to catch highlights, head to ampradio.com and also download the radio.com app so you can listen to us anytime, anywhere.
Great.
Coming up next at 9:10, another chance for you to win $1,000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this, but you had some drama go down with somebody years ago. Haven't talked to this person in a minute. All of a sudden, they pop back up into your life, and they still haven't let go of that. They still bring it up, and now you're going to see them face-to-face, and they want to talk about it over and over again, and you're just kind of over the whole situation. That's exactly what's going down with our boy, Brian, and he's going to give us an update on what happened last night. There's this other dude who's a comedian. He had beef with Brian's ex-wife over 3 years ago.
Yeah, man.
Brian thought they squashed everything, you know, 3 years ago. But no, you were going to see him last night at a comedy show in Venice, and he started texting you or hitting you up on Facebook trying to talk about it again and almost like threatening you in a way and like How did it go down, bro?
Well, it was one of those things where there's a lot of ego involved. I recognize there's a lot of ego involved, I think, on both parties. So what happened was, is 3.5 years ago, my ex-wife took offense to something he said on stage. Now, granted, she didn't hear it correctly, and so she... It was a misunderstanding, but she went to social media, and social media, you know, things can blow up very quickly, even if you're misrepresenting somebody. So I had to mediate her taking it down. And I'm dealing with now mind you, these are two very strong-minded individuals. My ex-wife was very stubborn. My comedian friend, very stubborn as well. So I'm dealing with two people who don't want to budge, trying to find a negotiation. Eventually, the post got taken down. I think all is well that ends well. I move on with my life. It wasn't until he brought it up via Facebook message that I was like, oh man, I forgot that even happened. And I never, when I walked away from that situation, I realized like I didn't even think about how it might affect him moving on. I had no idea, right? So last night I'm at the Townhouse in Venice. It's an amazing venue right down on Woodward, like right by the boardwalk in Venice, underneath that big Venice lit up Venice sign. Yeah. It's a really cool place. And it's an every Wednesday show, and it's become one of the better shows to do on a Wednesday night. That's in dope. Los Angeles. It's always packed. Even on a rainy night, man, that place was packed. So I'm like, okay, I don't know how I'm going to see this guy. I don't know the capacity in which he's going to be involved in the show. So I pull up, I park. He's right in front of the door smoking a cigarette. And I'm like, you know what? Let's just find out.
It's raining outside. Let's go.
Let's just find out right now if it's going to get weird. So, and a lot of people texted in and said, hey, just take the high road. Don't make it a big deal. So I went right up and just shook his hand. I was like, hey, man, how's it going? And he like seemed kind of rattled, like, whoa. And it was there was some awkwardness. Like, no one said anything. And then I was like, all right, well, if you're not going to say anything, I'm just going to go right inside. I'm going to handle and go do my set or whatever. And I went in, I grabbed a beer. Then he came in and he wanted to talk it out. And I said, like, listen, man, I get where you're coming from. I hope you get where I'm coming from. But as far as I'm concerned, we can move on. He's like, that's fine. He's like, I don't want a problem with you. I don't want a problem with you. And then so everything seemed fine. But I was still concerned. Is he hosting the show? He wasn't hosting the show.
Got it.
The other guy was. So I went up and I just crushed this set.
Yeah.
And then I feel the justice coming through, because guess who was going up after me?
Oh!
And I torched the place. And I was like, all right, there we go. And good luck with that. You know what? Comedic justice. So all's well. We're good. I mean, we're not like, you know, buddy-buddy homies, but we can move on. No weirdness.
That's
and thank you for everyone telling me to take the high road, because that is a better way to do things.
Bro. Did you stay and watch him, and did he do well?
Only stayed long enough to watch. It wasn't going great. And then moseyed on back to my house.
Finish him. Fatality.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
That's me, man. I don't know about you guys, but some of the best parties I ever went to were parties I crashed. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't really know anybody. Somebody else took me there. Like, yo, there's this party going down on the street, whether it was like a house party, a quinceañera, a wedding, baptism, like whatever it was, it's just epic. And this brings up these memories, because this story right here, the dude named Will Novak out of Phoenix, Arizona. So he got an email invitation to go to a bachelor party. An awesome skiing trip in the East Coast. And he responded to it saying, hey, man, you got the wrong Will Novak. You got the wrong dude. But I'm down to still go.
I'm in.
And whoever was organizing the bachelor party said, yo, for real, come on out. So this guy, Will Novak, he started a GoFundMe page.
Oh, man, come
on. That's a little
cheap. I'm out now.
Yeah.
I'm paying for your bachelor
Dude,
party.
It has $3,000 already in his GoFundMe page to get him to go to this bachelor party with a bunch of strangers. He says he's going to donate the money beyond whatever he's going to use for him going out there. And his wife agreed for him to go. But I was just thinking, man, that's pretty dope right there, man. I've rolled up to so many quinceañeras because, you know, high school, college, man, I was broke.
Mm-hmm.
So we really couldn't afford to go to a club or anything like that. So we would just roll up to people's quinceañeras and be like, oh, yeah, I'm so-and-so primo's friend. You know, just somebody's cousin's friend. And everybody's like, all right, tight.
Sounds good to me.
Party it up, bro. Brian, did you crash any?
Yeah, once when I was probably in my early 20s, and we were in Phoenix, Arizona, and it was when the national championship was there between Miami and Ohio State, national championship of football, right? And we were staying at this hotel, the Phoenician, this fancy hotel, because I was on a trip with my buddy, and his mom put us up in this hotel, and the Heisman Trophy and ESPN were having like this big national championship party. So we just threw on blazers because we had to go to this event with his mom like the next day, and just rolled confidently right in to this Heisman Trophy ESPN party.
That's the
and
key.
And ended up talking to all the ESPN anchors and stuff. Dope. And we're eating. There was like models serving food. There was ice sculptures and all sorts of crazy stuff. But it got even crazier because after that, my buddy, who could just basically talk himself into anything, was talking to Chris Berman from ESPN, like one of the legendary ESPN
iconic
anchors, right? And Chris Berman, all these guys are all, and he's like created some story about how he's a sports anchor in the Midwest and he's just idolizes all of them. We end up going to a strip club with Chris Berman and a bunch of ESPN anchors. But yes, thank God this is before social media. So those guys were like, come on with us. So no one could Twitter just started. No one could tweet on flip phones. So
I'm trying to like imagine Chris Berman's voice at a strip club.
Like, he's doing play by play. Welcome, Cinnamon, to the main stage. Rumbling, tumbling, bumbling.
Chelsea, you ever crashed the party car?
Yeah, I had friends that used to live in like a house in the hills, but it was like a bunch of people lived in the house. You know, it wasn't like they were rich, and it was like they shared it.
Yeah.
But I remember like in the hills, they used to have a ton of parties all the time, and you just like literally walk up or down the hill, and you would just hear noises coming from everywhere. And I remember we would do it like every weekend because it was right when I first moved here. We didn't know many people.
Just kind of networking and just kind of moseying.
Yeah, you just walk into a house and like be like, yeah, I know so-and-so here, Jane, whatever. You just kind of make it up, and we have some
There's gotta be a Jane here.
Yeah, right? Sarah? What's like the most common name you can come up with?
The thing you're lucky about is like most people, they don't know who's there either, so they're like, please don't call us out. We're not even supposed to be here either.
Yeah, they're already just lit.
Well, most likely, yeah.
I'm telling you, man, if you guys have never crashed a quinceañera or wedding, any hall that you see in Santa Ana, El Monte, they got one going down every Saturday. It's absolutely amazing. That's most fun you'll have.
My bucket
list. Free food. Free food. Birria. It's epic.
On my bucket list goals for 2019 is for me to crash this quinceañera.
Just say you're somebody's primo, Brian.
Yeah, I'm someone's uncle, everybody. Look.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Thank you for giving us another day to do what we love. We're Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea on 97.1 AMP Radio, ready to give out the dopest moment award. It goes out to Lucy Mondragon, a fifth grade teacher out in 20th Street Elementary here in LA, and the whistle guy behind her. Let me give you a little bit of context. So Lucy reached out to us via direct message on our Instagram and said, hey, can we get a shout out for all the teachers, parents, students that are out here rallying, you know, for smaller class sizes, more teachers, more nurses, librarians, counselors, etc. during this teacher strike? And I was like, yeah, we can give you a shout out, but we'll do something even better. We'll deliver coffee and donuts to you guys with our street teamer, Joe Wow. So that happened this morning, and we were reaching out to them. They're out there in the rain, man. But they're just so pumped up about doing and giving better education to our students. We just want to give them the Dopest Moment Award for being out there in the rain fighting for a great cause. Listen to this.
I'm out here with the teachers.
Whoa.
That's awesome.
Sounds like a carnaval.
Okay, they're partying out there.
I love it.
Good morning!
Lucy!
What's up, guys?
Thank you for reaching out to us.
Thank you, guys, for coming out and supporting our students, our teachers, and our friends, our community.
Who's got the whistle, man? Reminds you of spring break.
It's a party out here.
Lucy, tell the whistle guy to chill out for a second. I need to talk to you.
Whistle guy, chill out for a minute.
Whistle guy.
And he did. He That's definitely so did,
I
man.
Love that the whistle reminds you of spring break.
It does,
like
man.
Being at the beach?
Oh, no, down in like...
Rosarito, Tijuana, beaches. Wow.
Yeah. They just come up behind you and a guy's like blowing a whistle. And then he just grabs your face and starts dumping tequila in your mouth.
I missed out.
You're chilling, listening to the thong song or whatever, right? Cisco's playing in the background. He comes up, blowing the whistle, and then you buy your friend a shot. And what they do, they sit him down on a chair, and they
like
do
lap
a
dance?
Shot. No, no, they do a shot, right? And they after you take the shot, they grab your head and shake it all around while blowing the whistle. That's the whistle guy.
That's like, aggressive.
It's like getting waterboarded with tequila.
Oh, my gosh.
I made my girlfriend do it in Cabo San Lucas last year we went. And she was like, are you serious? Because I had the guy surprise her.
Yeah. That's awesome. Great.
It's the best, man. Major shout out to everybody supporting our students having a better education here in LAUSD. There's some pictures and some video up on our Instagram at 97.1AMPRadio. Just a couple of facts here, guys. In the last 3 days of the strike, yesterday, man, only 25% of students showed up to class. So that's basically, think about it this way also, 75% of students stayed home. And it's a three-day loss of $40 million for the school district. The good news is, today at 12, LAUSD officials are going to be getting together with the teacher union's team to be able to try to work things out again at the negotiation table. And we wish the absolute best so we can end the strike, and it'll be a win-win-win situation for the community, teachers, and the school district. So wishing all the best for those negotiations. Thank you for listening to us. Don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Coming up next, Jesse Ortiz taking over.
97.1
AMP. AMP Radio. Commercial-free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better over
here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.